The following is a short remix of a show I attempted to broadcast on January 15th, 2012, but which, at least my recording of it, did not come through. It may have broadcast just fine. So, in case it didn't broadcast well and you missed the interview with Kaya about the Twin Oaks community or the interview with Dirt Woman, stay tuned. This is DJ Strider, and you're listening to an alternative version of The Strange Cucumber Show.
The following program contains music or materials that some listeners may find offensive. WDC apologizes and urges audience discretion.
Strider, you sure are a strange cucumber.
I don't believe in God, but I'm afraid of him. Well, I believe in God, and the only thing that scares me is Kaiser Soze.
Do you have the Soggy Bottom Boys performing Man of Constant Sorrow?
No, ma'am. We got a new shipment in yesterday. Sorry, but we just can't keep it on our shelves.
Sorrow, I've seen trouble. since I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth I find. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help.
So, interview with Kaya, a high school student who has spent some time at Twin Oaks, which is an intentional community between Richmond and Charlottesville in Louisa County. And a little background on that, Twin Oaks was started by four couples who were grad students in psychology and had read Skinner's Walden 2. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound right so far?
Yeah.
And Walden 2 was sort of a plan for an intentional community, and they decided to do it, and out of that grew Twin Oaks. That's the short version, but the longer version is much better. So Kai, how did you find out about Twin Oaks in the first place?
Well, actually, my cousin showed it to me. We were about 10 years old, probably, and she just showed me the website one time, and we probably then we decided we were going to go there.
Now, 10 years old is very, that's advanced interests for a 10-year-old, so that's...
I don't know. At that point, it was mostly just, like, curiosity. Like, how do these people make hammocks for a living? You know?
Okay, that's right, the hammocks. And they're still doing that?
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, I know those are sold all over the world.
Yeah.
So that was around 10, and then did you come into contact with someone else from Twin Oaks, or what was sort of the next step in thinking, I actually want to spend some time there and visit?
I think at that point I knew I was too young to just go off and do that, but when I was probably 15, I revisited the website, and my cousin and I made a plan to go visit, so...
You hitchhiked, or...?
Well, no, my mom dropped me off.
Oh,
she was really cool with the whole thing.
It was not a clandestine then.
No, okay. Yeah. My cousin didn't end up coming. At the last minute, she got sick, so... But yeah, it was really... cool experience.
So you must have a pretty cool mom to let you do that.
Yeah.
I remember taking students there, and a lot of them were sort of freaked out by it, and I don't know why, so yeah, that's great.
Interesting.
So, and that was a weekend visit, or?
No, my first visit there was 3 weeks. That was the first time I'd been there. I had no idea what to expect, but.
So did they give you an orientation, or was this like a...
They have what they call Oreos, and they're peppered with, like, throughout the 3 weeks about, there's probably one every day about something new.
You get one cookie every day?
Yeah.
What's the Oreo?
It's just a little orientation about just, like, customs and culture and everything going on there. It's all fascinating, like, from, their economics, mm-hmm. to their, I mean, they basically have a fully developed social culture within there. That's, it felt like a different country, really. Like,
interesting, that's yeah. a good description. So do they have a name for their approach or their system or their labor system?
Well, it's basically the same system that was set up in Walden 2 with the planners and managers. Mm-hmm. I don't think they really have like a specific name for their system, but they basically, everybody works 42 hours a week, and all work is equal. So,
wow.
Like you can spend, I mean, everybody does a wide variety of types of work, but you can do like an hour of baking bread is equal to an hour of like making hammocks or making.
Oh, okay. So that's all work is equal. Or,
exactly.
Okay, that's good. And 42 hours a week is actually probably less than a lot of Americans work.
Right.
Now,
exactly. Know? And if you take into consideration the fact that it's enjoyable work, mm-hmm. it's a lot less. Like you can do whatever you want. You can take care of kids. You can make food.
Do you have to get up at 5, or how do the hours work? Yeah.
Well, when you're a member there, you can make your own schedule, basically. Every week, you put in a labor sheet with what you want to do, and then the labor assigners go through and make sure everybody's schedules work
wow.
with each other.
So, wow.
It's a big job.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
that's
doing
some real
that.
Management. So did they have a job for you when you were there the first time?
Yeah, when you're a visitor, they basically put together your schedules for you based on what you're interested in, and also just what they need you to do.
So what area did you show interest in? Were you making hammocks? Or?
I learned some hammock stuff. I found that wasn't really something I was super good at, because it's a lot of like technical stuff. What I really enjoyed doing was curding tofu. It was
uh-huh.
something that I had never... even heard of before,
right.
but it was such a fun process. You basically turn the huge tubs of soy milk into, you like add all the chemical ingredients,
huh.
and then it solidifies right there.
Wow.
It's
wow.
a fascinating chemical process.
Uh-huh. So it's like you're adding things to sort of start the natural process
exactly.
of firming up.
Yeah.
And they sell that all over, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah, all over the Richmond area and all over the East Coast.
Richmond area stuff. I actually like their breakfast sausage, I have to say.
yeah.
Wow, so that's actually a lot more labor intensive than some of the other jobs. I mean,
right.
I remember the plant or the last time I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their tofu business is really getting a lot bigger. And they're in the middle of adding a whole huge new wing to their tofu hut right now.
Oh,
so,
that's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
So I think right now that's their biggest source of income. And yeah, they're doing really well with them. So.
Do they have, is there a special kind of visitor's house, or did you have to pick one of the, I know there's different houses.
Yeah, they have a visitor's building called Aurora, where, so it was definitely interesting because, all of the visitors sort of form our own little community,
mm-hmm.
living together.
So how many other people were there while you were there?
I think I probably had around 12 other people in my visitor group. And I loved everyone in my visitor group. That was part of the part of...
Were you all sort of starting at the same time, or had people
yeah.
come... Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, that's... everybody comes and leaves on the same day, so...
And how would you describe the group in terms of age range, gender, nationality, anything?
It was really varied. I was definitely the youngest. I was 16 at the time, and... but there were all kinds of different people, like... I think the oldest person in our group was like in his 60s, and just
wow.
a huge range.
Very
yeah.
cool. Wow.
Yeah.
And about evenly split men, women, or?
Pretty much, mm-hmm. I guess. I think they do a pretty good job of trying to split it like that. But I do know that Twin Oaks has an uneven distribution, like maybe 40-60 women.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they try to get it women heavy in the
right,
groups.
Right, interesting. So you did tofu curding. What do they have, any events that you went to while you were there? Or?
Yeah, I was there during their two big conferences, the Women's Gathering and the Communities Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm gonna hit this just for.
And it was really cool because I was really totally new to the whole communities movement and just learning about all the different communities. There are representatives from all over
the world, right? I mean, Clary and I went years ago, and I remember hearing that there were people from New Zealand, and I was just like, what?
Yeah, so. I mean, I'm not sure exactly, but yeah, I could definitely see that happening. And I enjoyed the conference so much that I came back the next summer, which was last summer, and was an intern on the conferences, so.
And what did that involve?
Well, basically, I did a lot of research, finding communities, and contacting them and trying to just organizing all of the things, all the people to come. And then while they were there, I did a lot of like running around, like making sure everybody had what they needed.
So do people have workshops or?
At the conferences? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're really interesting workshops. Just, like, I guess.
All different topics. What would be some of the topics that you remember?
There's a lot just about like basics of like running a community, like starting a community.
Okay, or finances probably.
Like interpersonal, yeah, uh-huh. Finance definitely. So, there's definitely a lot of information to be had.
Now, one of the things, what makes Twin Oaks unique? Is there like a central philosophy or a guru or a central religious or political figure or any kind of?
I would say probably the biggest unifying thing at Twin Oaks is just the commitment to diversity and egalitarianism, more so than anything else, because they really don't have any kind of like leader, or they have like groups of people who make big decisions, mm-hmm. but no like central.
Yeah, are those sort of voted for, or are they fixed, or are they rotating, or?
Yeah, they're rotating. They're, I guess, a point. I don't know. Like people have to get approved to mm-hmm. do it.
Okay. I think our last one tour I went on, it was voluntary. And, mm-hmm. You know, because not everybody. I wouldn't want to. I mean, if I exactly. would, if I had to, but if I had a choice not to, I'd be like.
Yeah, they have a hard time finding people to be in charge of a lot of stuff because there's no pay raise right. or anything.
Right, yeah, everybody gets even pay. Mm-hmm. You get a stipend every week or something, I guess, if you live there?
Yeah, I think it's around like $70, $75 a mm-hmm. month, mm-hmm. which doesn't seem like a lot, but if you consider like your housing and your food and everything is all paid for, like that's just...
Everything else, absolutely,
yeah,
right.
So that
right.
would just be like... For chocolate.
Chocolate, I like that. Or coffee.
Yeah, right, or coffee,
right.
yeah.
So I was saying, I had a question. I know they have the communities conference, they have a women's conference too, don't mm-hmm. they?
Right. Yeah, it's.
Is that before or after, or are they even not even near
this
each
year
other?
It was before, most years it's after, but it was definitely interesting. I remember before ever going to that, I wasn't. I don't know. I guess I hadn't, I don't know. Like, coming out of middle school, I was not a big fan of girls.
Right.
So, like, it was cool to actually see, like, a group of strong women mm-hmm. who
that weren't, right, yeah. mean or catty or whatever exactly. bad experience is happening, right?
Exactly.
Huh?
So, like...
And supportive of each other. Interesting.
Exactly. One controversy that came up this year was that there was a person who came who... was female identified but was not female presenting, because it's been so exclusive, just like only women are allowed uh-huh. to come, it caused a lot of controversy because some people in the community who are male identifying would have enjoyed going, like
right,
they're supportive
right.
of women,
yeah, yeah.
So, and a lot of the women there were uncomfortable mm-hmm. about it.
Sure. So interesting. Well, that's, you know, something that needs to be worked out.
Exactly.
So how would you describe the atmosphere? What did you learn? What are the things that made you want to come back? Or
I guess as a teenager, I just have never felt so much respect, I guess. That was probably the craziest thing when I came my first summer at 16, was just people treated me like a person, not like a second-class citizen.
So they treated you as an equal, not as a child.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we do have a prolonged child, right? We pretend it's a child, but it's not. So exactly. That's fascinating. That's really fascinating. I completely unexpected. That's a great answer. That's very interesting.
Yeah. I guess at home, like, people just treat me like a child, or they have, and because I went there, like, with no parents and basically on my own, people treated me like an adult, and so I had to respond like an adult, and I think that helped me mature a lot in the process.
Well, even in school, too, that happens, right? You know, there's a sort of, I don't know if that would be considered ageism or not, this automatic condescension from elders.
Right.
I don't know if you ever heard... remind me to tell you a story about what the word adult means.
Okay.
It's sort of a Latin derivation. Okay. So are you planning on going back?
Definitely.
For a longer stint or just like another 3 week? Like, that's a good, comfortable...
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I'm a senior now, and I'm thinking a lot about where I want to be in the next few years. And I don't know. I'm definitely considering going back there for a long amount of time. But probably for now, just shorter times while I'm like in college.
Still a good experience.
Right. But it's definitely really nice to know that it's there. Like, especially in this economy, like, I can just go there and apply and work there. Honest work and like,
it seems like an economy like this, it would be intentional community would be like a survival tool.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they are all sharing, and you know, they have the same as they had before. You know, they haven't really lost anything. They're not invested in that same way.
Right.
Interesting. Well, did any people that you met or experiences that you had, and like, you know, going back the second time, you probably recognized people you've had friendships that you kind of started up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of my closest friends are there, definitely. It was weird coming back without my visitor group, I remember, because we became such a tight community, and I associated them so much with Twin Oaks. But when you go back and it's just you, it's like, I don't know. It definitely was a good experience to go without them, because it was less of a security.
Cushion, right,
yeah.
Right. More of like, okay, this is what it would be like, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are definitely tons of really great people there.
Nobody come to mind in particular. I'm trying to remember the name of one of the guides that we had. He was very animated, really nice guy.
Wizard? Kenrick?
No, I don't think so. I'd recognize it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to name anyone in particular.
Okay, all right. Yeah. No play favorites, you know.
Right.
Now, did you, all of the housing units have their own kitchen, or does everybody have to eat in a dining hall? And
most of them have their own kitchen. The ones in the courtyard are so close together that they share one common kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the main dining hall, ZK, where, I mean, there are meals every day for everyone, communal meals. So,
but you don't have to go to
You don't have to go to those. You can. Some people you never see. Like, probably some people now I still don't know after living there for 2 months. You can just make all your own meals.
And does everybody have to be a vegetarian? Or?
Absolutely not. We raise a lot of really great happy meat on the community. Like,
free range and organic.
Cows
right?
and chickens. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, I mean, there's probably less meat than in the mainstream, but the food there is really delicious. Mm-hmm. Like, you forget that it's not covered in meat, you know?
Right, yeah.
It's really delicious vegetarian
food, like
too.
Lady Gaga's dress. That...
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
So, have any of your friends, what has been the reaction of your friends? Like, I know your family has been supportive, but like, how did you, of going there, and what did they think? You know, what did they say?
My friends have been really, really supportive also. One of my friends came with me one time for like a weekend visit, and I think she really enjoyed it. It's hard to get a feel for the community in just a weekend.
Right,
I think
right.
she was kind of overwhelmed, but... yeah, and a lot of my friends are really interested in visiting with me later. I just talked to one friend and gave him information about going on a 3-week visit.
So. Well, you know, if you go to Warren Wilson, maybe that's what you'll do for the 3 weeks in the summer to kind of recruit people that might be interested to sort of turn them on to this idea.
Definitely.
And they don't, do they try to, like, recruit? Like, they go out and really try to bring people in?
Not a whole lot. Right now they have a really long waiting list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so
they're not like, right, okay.
Right, they're not really hurting for new members. But I definitely, I mean, there are other communities too, even though this one's full.
So when you say waiting list, then they have a size limit of, or a, sort of a sustainability idea, right?
Yeah, they have about 85 adult members and 15 kids. Mm-hmm. And just... I think most people probably wouldn't be comfortable bringing more people into the community.
Right. And do the kids all go to school there, or are they were different places?
Well, there's a homeschool there called Unicorn School, which I had the pleasure of helping out with a lot past summer. Yeah. And it's awesome. It's the age range is probably like 2 to 12 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think they do a really good job of catering to each child's mm-hmm. individual needs. It's really awesome.
And then some kids are able to go to public school nearby?
Yeah, some kids go to public school, which is really cool, I think. There's some kids there who are my age who have gone to public school. And they seem pretty much well-rounded.
Cool. Very cool.
That was definitely an interesting contrast, just like to meet kids who have grown up on a commune who are my age. So.
And did they seem different to you at all?
Not really.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know. Like, not really.
Not like in any strange or weird way, right?
Yeah, exactly. Happy kids.
Let's see. Who's the last couple? So your friends have seemed fairly positive. Have you had anybody that had a negative reaction or who was kind of like freaked out by it or made negative comments about it?
No. I mean, probably like in a teasing way, but mm-hmm. I doubt anybody really. I don't know. My friends sort of know what I'm interested in.
Oh, okay. So they're seeing in context as well. Right. Okay. So they're not alarmed. Yeah, I just remember students being like, oh gosh, you know, some of them being spooked and then other students being sort of, wow, there's this option out there. Mm-hmm. There's just something else you can do besides just, you know, go through the recipe of, you know, the suburban, etc.
Yeah. And I'm always surprised about how many people really don't know about this alternative, you know, like, It's definitely out there.
And there's just, aren't there a bunch in Virginia, right?
Yeah, there's Acorn, which is Twin Oaks' little sister community. It's about 7 miles away, and it's slightly smaller. There's a lot of like interplay back and forth between
mm-hmm,
the two.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name? Aren't these all part of a larger sort of national group federation?
Yeah. The Federation for Egalitarian Communities is the one with, it's 6 communities total, and they all subscribe to Twin Oaks' philosophy of, like, egalitarian, diverse,
mm-hmm.
like, and then there's a larger network called the FIC, which I guess is the Federation of Intentional Communities.
Mm-hmm.
And that has hundreds and hundreds of communities with all kinds of beliefs.
And are they all rural, or are there some also urban? Or
yeah, no, there's some that are urban, definitely. All kinds of communities all over.
Different levels. Are there like, you know, there's when people think of commune, you know, they think of the hippie, everybody living in a teepee. Twin Oaks has kind of more group housing. We talked about Earth Haven that has individual housing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something called co-housing.
Right.
Did you all talk about that, or?
Co-housing is, it's similar. It's like living together, but not necessarily the whole community
mm-hmm.
aspect of it. I definitely looked at a lot of those when I was doing research
mm-hmm.
for the communities conference. But it seems like it would be a much different experience.
Do you think more high school students would be interested in learning about communities like this than know about them right now?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I try and tell people about it as much as I can.
Maybe we should make a YouTube video together.
That'd be awesome,
I think, you know, seriously, of something that would sort of catch attention to say, look, here's an option out there. Economy's looking bad. You know, yeah. traditional systems aren't working the way they say they are.
Exactly.
This is old school community, you know, kind of social technology that you can really rely on. Interesting. Good, good. So you may continue to go back for... So they're welcoming you back. You can come anytime to help with the...
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much... Like, you do have to tell people. You have to express interest in going. You can't just show up there.
Right, right.
But I do encourage people to visit their website, twinoaks.org, and set up, like, a three-week visit or even just a Saturday tour.
Okay, Saturday. Yeah. Do Saturday tours. Is there such a thing as a weekend visit, or is it the smallest 3 weeks?
The Saturday tour is cool. I see people walking around doing that all the time.
Yeah, I've definitely been on that more than once.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for sharing with me.
Sure, thank you.
Shiners and the Oregon Hill Waltz, which is appropriate for our next guest, Donnie Corker, who lived in Oregon Hill for quite some time. And now for the first of what I hope are several Dirt Woman interviews recorded at the Village with full acoustic background. It's my first interview with Donnie Corker, the reigning queen of Richmond.
Okay, this is DJ Strider, and I'm here with Donnie Corker, also known as Dirt Woman at the Village Cafe. We're hoping you can hear our voices. But we're going to talk about how Donnie grew up and his past and how he came to Richmond. So, Donnie, tell me a little bit about where were you born and what's sort of a short version of your history.
I was born in Richmond, Virginia, and at the Grace Hospital then on Grace Street.
Oh, so you've been here all your life?
Yeah, all my life.
Okay. And where did you live first? You lived in Oregon Hill.
I lived on Oregon Hill when I was 13 growing up. Yeah.
And did you go to high school here? Or?
No.
Okay. Did you drop out or just not go
off?
I
dropped out.
Oh, did you really? Okay.
I ride it. Too many buses.
Oh, yeah, right.
Too many
right.
buses, yeah.
And how old are you?
I just turned 60, December 7th.
No way. 60?
Yeah.
No way. You do not look it. And so you've lived in Richmond 60 years.
Yeah.
So you've seen a lot of history in 60 years.
Seen too much.
Too much?
A lot of.
Really?
A lot of shit.
So yeah, we're trying to move. I can add it, right? So what? Tell me about your childhood. What do you remember growing up?
When I was growing up, and I was tripping the street with a man, and I used to wear women's dresses. And
When did you start doing that?
When I was 18.
Uh-huh. And so you were actually like, you know, picking up men. And did they know?
Some men, yeah. Uh-huh. A lot of men knew. A lot of them out here, you know, they. They don't mess with gays and all that.
Right.
That's a lot. They had messed with them through the years. I've been in bed with a lot of straight men in my lifetime.
Oh, yeah? Right here in Richmond?
Sexually, yeah. And they always say, I don't mess with gays. And I don't do this and I don't do that. Years ago, back in the 60s, I was tricked with a man in Bryan Bird Park. We were having sex. He got on top of me. He had a heart attack on top of me.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He had a heart attack on top of me. And I told my gay friend, I said, "Why'd you guard the car in case the police show up?" You know. He died. He had a heart attack, and two guys pulled me off on him. Pulled him off. He didn't die. He pulled through. They tried to get me. They didn't catch me in the act. After he had a heart attack, they asked me what happened. I told the police. I said, "What happened?" And I told them, "Yeah, he was having sex and he had a heart attack."
So you told them the truth?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And they couldn't arrest me because they didn't catch me.
Okay. So you didn't get in trouble for it? A heart attack in the middle of the act. That's pretty amazing. How old were you then?
I'm 60.
Wow. That's a pretty amazing story.
The men out here in Richmond, I got six brothers, and all of them straight. I'm gay, you know, I'm not a...
30, you get locked up, call me, all right?
What do you mean locked up?
Denny Williams was just in here.
Oh, yeah.
Stokes, how you doing? Denny just left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you are...
You look good. Bonesman.
Oh, yeah, you gonna let me get out of free? Don't give me dirt in there, I get arrested.
So that guy was a bondsman?
Yeah, he's a bondsman.
You know him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So.
And another thing, when Doug Wallow goes strolling in at the Capitol, I got arrested down there.
Really? What for?
They accused me of stealing press pass.
Really?
The guy from WANT gave me the press pass to go down there. He wanted me to come back, you know, and say things at his, you know, place, you know, at his studio. I got arrested, and he turned me into the Capitol, and the Capitol police said, got me in the room, searched me down and everything. And he said, "Do anybody want to search this faggot. You know, I said, what? I said, no, you don't have to search me. I got up and I pulled my pants down in front of all the FBI men down in the Capitol. And I pulled my pants down in the Capitol. I said, do I look like I have a goddamn gun in my ass? Yeah, they wanted me.
How did they respond?
They didn't know what the fuck to say. So pull your pants up, Joe. Pull your pants up. I said, fuck all y'all shit. Y'all wanna thought I had a gun because shoot Doug Wilder. Right, you mean that? Right. And I've been knowing Doug Wilder for many years.
Right. I mean, if you've been here for 60 years, you probably lived here longer than he has. You know, I remember, do you still do the Hamaganza?
Maybe, yeah.
Really? Because I remember a long time ago, one down in the, down in Chaco Bottom.
Pose Pub.
Oh, yeah, you did the Pose Pub down?
Yeah.
So you're still doing that. That's great. That's fantastic.
I did it at the Capitol Air House on Main Street.
That's a good cause, man.
Yeah.
So you're kind of a Richmond celebrity in a way.
Oh, yeah. I've been around.
So, I mean, other than sort of stories of tricking and guys having heart attacks on top of you, which is really an amazing story.
Yeah.
What other things do you remember from growing up in Richmond other than tricking? Like, did you ever go swimming in the river? Did you ever go hang out at Belle Island?
I had sex down at Belle Island. I've been to bed. I had
a lot of people
in the woods and shit.
Oh, yeah. That was before the
years ago. I used to do it in a dumpster. I did it one time in a dumpster. Me and a guy climbed up in the dumpster.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
the best part though. When I got arrested and poo poo all over the backseat of the police car.
That's how
you got your name. Yeah, that's how I got made dirt.
And that was the first time you got arrested, wasn't it? And what was it? What were you? Were you basically just expressing a kind of a defiance, right?
Well, yeah, I enjoyed it. I hit it, Bob. See, they thought I was gonna get big time. I got 12 months probation, spent a sentence, and they sent me to a rehab place. And I used to pull my time on the weekend. So I got out on my own console.
You said you have brothers and sisters?
I got six brothers and two sisters.
Wow. You have nine kids in your family? That's a big family. And so what's the age range? Are they all still alive?
All my brothers and sisters alive. My mother and daddy passed.
Uh-huh.
And all the rest of them are
dead. Right. And they're all still in Richmond?
Yeah.
Do y'all get along?
Oh yeah, we get along.
How about age difference? Like, I am 10 years younger than my next...
My sister's 65.
Okay, so are you in the middle, age-wise?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what did... How did they react to your various arrests and, you know...
We love my sister. My baby sister go come to my show every year.
Oh, yeah. So they all come? Okay. Right. That's good. So you have to have somebody who designs your outfit for that.
Girl named Alice. No, not Alice. Leslie. She live on Morgan Hill. She's a good designer.
Wow. Nice.
She made a dress of you know that woman dressed up. Shit on her dress. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, right.
I got a dress at home. Lady Gaga, it was made of women coat caps.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. I wear that at the Hamden Gander one year.
No way, did you really?
Yeah.
I love the picture of that.
Yeah.
So how many years have you been doing the Hamden Gander?
16 years. Wow. This year.
So do you? Who arranges it? Are you the one that calls, or is it the same place half posted every time?
Yeah. Pose Pub, sometime, and Capitol Air House.
Okay. Yeah.
I did this show this year at the show on Lombardi. What's the name of that club on Lombardi? It used to be Bogart's.
One of the stories that I've heard, and you can confirm this, I remember seeing you selling flowers out like in front of the village, right?
Right across the street, right on the corner.
Well, somebody once told me, said, well, you know, Jerk Woman wants to sell flowers out in front of the village. And then when he ran out of flowers, he just said, give me a dollar to every person that walked by. And at the end of the day, he had $300.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's an amazing feat, you know? I'm like, wow, man. And people just give it to you.
Yeah, no. BCU, the old people used to go to BCU. I used to watch them when they get off work, walk them to the car, watch them get in the car and drive off. The Leon Trailer, when the Leon Trailer was over there, I used to run that parking lot.
Yeah, what was Gray Street like back in the day? My brother used to make it sound like it was really pretty.
It was, put it this way.
Was it rough?
It was terrible. Back then was terrible.
So were you talking about like
Newgate Prison? They had a fight over there. The guy got killed in Newgate Prison when it was Newgate. Now, Jay Elephant. I told a guy through the window of the Jay Elephant. I'll be on Gray Street.
Uh-huh.
Jay Elephant. Jay Elephant. Yeah, I told him through the window.
You don't seem like a violent person.
Because he tried to rob me. That night I did a show up there, and he tried to rob me. And I had a brick in my pocketbook. I always carry, when I do the drag, I always carry bricks and stuff.
In your pocketbook?
In my pocketbook.
That's a good idea.
And I beat the other guy with a brick.
So how tall are you?
6 foot.
6 foot, so that's a hard, you know.
You want to be an enemy too? This guy from the University of Richmond.
Well, no, I'm not from there. I used to be, but they limited my position, so now I'm just doing my radio show.
Oh,
cool.
This girl right here, she's a sweet girl.
Are you a favorite waitress? How long have you been working in the village?
I've only been working here probably about 3 months now. Not very
long. Her brother's a boss.
It's really a historic place.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
That was a strong bow.
Yes.
So,
BCU is really growing up around. BCU, what really makes me mad about BCU, see, they got BCU cops, and they always down on homosexuality and don't like them and shit. They had two guys over at BCU cops caught messing with them. Kids, you know, you heard about that, didn't you? Yeah.
Really?
And that's not right, you know. It's not right for the gays in the city.
Right.
You know, it don't make no sense.
Well, yeah, police power is definitely an issue right now in America. So do you watch the news at all? Do you pay attention to news?
I watch Channel 6. I like Mark Holmberg. Mark Holmberg did a show with me every year.
Oh, really?
He dressed up like Santa Claus.
The Hamaganza?
Yeah.
Okay.
He been my friend for years.
Is he the one that helped do the calendar?
No,
the calendar?
A guy named Puck Duffy.
Yeah, that's a great calendar. They should have done more than one.
We're going to next year.
Really? That's a great idea. Yeah. So you get royalties from that, I guess.
Yeah, I gave... A lot of it went to the food bank. A lot of it went to charity.
Didn't you run for mayor? Or?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to run for the sheriff this year.
Oh, really?
Next year.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I'm going to run
you
for
You ever go the to
sheriff.
City council meetings?
Every time I have one.
Really? Every time? I'm going to start watching that. You get up and talk? Like, what do you
I get up and talk. I talk about it. They ought to clean the city up.
Yeah, have you noticed some of that?
Mayor Jones, you know, he's a good mayor. He you know, and everything. He don't do the right thing. So he go to Florida and buy a condominium and come back to Richland and say, you know, he did this and he did that. He didn't tell nobody but the show, but he bought it. You know, and that, you know, that's wrong. The American people pay taxes.
What about the whole Occupy? Did you see?
It didn't do him no better good. It didn't do him no better good than doing that protest.
You talk about like that?
Yeah.
Kind of the Federal Reserve.
It didn't do him no better good. I think y'all not did it. Yeah. It made a fool of this, yeah.
So it was the wrong tactic, but...
Wrong tactic. Wrong. It's just wrong.
So you don't agree with anything about that movement?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't agree with that. I think he didn't do nothing. What he didn't help him. The mayor didn't do nothing about it.
Oh, right.
You know, the mayor said it could stay down there, and then turn around. Throw the mayor.
And then didn't they move into the yard right next to it?
Yeah, right next door. Right. Stupid. He's really, stupid. They made a fool of themselves.
Right. I think, they need to change their tactics and try something different.
Won't the police department get out of here and catch a crook and rob him instead of the protest?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, like they found that guy's body over by
Sacramento. Like that, I don't think that was right. He said he was gay. It don't matter what he was, like he was a bulldog, a dyke, a gay, or whatever. That was his life. They didn't have to bring it up.
You know, I want to ask you if you remember something. It was in 93 or 4. I can't remember the guy's name. He was in North Bank Park, and somebody cut off his head.
Oh, yeah.
And they put it on the walkway. Do you know anything about that guy?
He used to live, you know where that laundromat up here on the corner?
Yeah.
He used to live up on the top of Red Bank.
Yeah, I just remember thinking what an astonishing.
Yeah.
And it's still unsolved. Like, that's on the city website. And at one time I was over by North Bank Park, and actually someone on the walkway had written in marker, you know, this is where the head of so-and-so was found.
Yeah, they don't make no sense. They don't care about crime in the city.
They didn't cover it.
Just like a guy named, a gay guy got killed in, you remember the Rock Boy way back, way in the country somewhere, they found his gay body, okay? Found a body, and they never found out who did that.
Right. They're not going to bother. Right. So there's still a lot of prejudice. But do you think that any progress has been made with civil rights for...
The governor of State Virginia, he don't like them. He right. don't want them go to BCU.
Right, right. That was like the first thing he said when he came into office. I'm like, is that the most important?
Yeah. Right. Why did he got the right to tell who go to school and who not go to school?
Well, he wants to be president, huh?
Huh?
He wants to be president. Would you want President McDonald?
Yeah, they talking about Obama now. Obama, he ain't down on gays.
No,
he already said he signed a bill.
Right.
No tail, but in the army.
Yeah, he's a progressive. I mean, have you been watching any of the debates or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to win again. I really don't.
Hope he does. I can't imagine.
I hate to say it. I really don't.
Well, that would be bad news, wouldn't it? I mean, in terms of, gay rights, because there's not a Republican up there who supports them.
Republicans don't give a fuck about nobody but themselves. You better wake up and smell the roses.
Do you know?
Yeah, I got a registered voter.
Yeah, because when you did the mayor thing, I think I voted for you for mayor. No, you were, it was a write-in, wasn't it? Was it write-in?
Yeah.
father do for a living?
He worked for the CNO for 43 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love it. So, yeah,
we're
gonna do this,
man.
That's what.
And you know who gave me my right back? Tim Kaine.
Oh, really?
Tim Kaine.
He was a good
player. I wrote through a lot of Gumball, and he was the only one that did it. I knew his wife. I know his wife and family. I know that he knew I was gay. He didn't tell me what I was.
Right, right. He didn't judge you. I mean, he's a Catholic, right? But He didn't judge you.
No, he didn't judge. He don't judge gay people.
I think he should be our senator.
I think he's gonna win.
I hope so. I think so. I can imagine him being tied to George Allen.
George Allen was the first governor I wrote to. You know that bastard didn't send me no thing to tell me why he didn't want to give me my rights back.
Did they respond?
He didn't give me nothing. Give me no letter to say why he did this and where he did it.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I think Tim will win. I hope
he will. He will.
Okay, we'll end with a political observation.
Hey, mommy. Hey, mommy. Hey, mommy. Hey, mommy. Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, mommy, you beautiful. Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, can I get that number? Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, mommy, you beautiful. Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, mommy, you sexy. Can I get that number?
Low kisses.
Hey, mommy, you sexy. Hey, mommy,
you cute.